It says folder A. It's recording, folks. We are in Amunavad, and we're speaking about Amunas Chacham, something we spoke about in the past. And we asked the question, what happens if there's a machlokes between the different gedolim? What do you do under those circumstances? So we said, who's right? So we said, they're really both right. And I want to give you an example that's very, very classic, okay? Because I want to try to, like, make it a little bit more obvious. So we could go like the extreme. The extreme is as follows. Who's right, Rabbi Yisai, to paskin like the Sfardim or the Ashkenazim? The Sfardim and Ashkenazim have two totally different ways of doing halacha. What does that mean? The Sfardim go basar, the Shulchan Aruch, and we paskin like the Ramah. So the Ashkenazim paskin like the Ramah. So the Sfardim like the Beis Yosef. So who's right, the Ashkenazim or the Sfardim? What's the answer? If an Ashkenazi would go do like a Sfardi, then what? He's wrong. And if a Sfardi does like an Ashkenazi, he's wrong.
Are you allowed to choose?
No, if you're an Ashkenazi, you have a Messiah, your father, you have a Messiah.
Saying if, like, once you become married, something doesn't
get
changed?
Oh, well, if a woman married gets married, they can change. There's a whole shayla if you could change from Nusach Ashkenaz to Nusach Sfard. That's not Sfaradi. That's Sfard. There's a whole shayla if you could change to Sfard. I mean, the whole Sfard was kind of like a creation of the Baal Shem Tov, right? Sfard didn't exist a few hundred years ago. The Baal Shem Tov came up with it. So Chassam Sofer says, I heard this from
Sfard didn't exist.
Nusach Sfard did not exist. The Baal Shem Tov is the one who
the
Heilig of Baal Shem.
It's more extra words.
I'm going to throw out a number 400 years ago, but maybe
extra less. Words daven. You know, it's more Chassidus to daven.
You can't put extra words into davening.
But it aren't Nusach Sfard.
I heard Ramesh Shapiro. Zola Zayin Gesund. Ramesh Shapiro is not well now. Rabbi saying he's a very, very big tzaddik and a very big Talmud Chacham. He's Rabbi Silver's Rebbe. He's Rabbi Stark's Rebbe. I heard shir from him for many, 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 many years. So I guess you could call him my Rebbe also. Ramesh Shapiro. He's a tremendous, tremendous Talmud Chacham from the biggest around. Mamish, that way. He's a Talmud of the Brisker Rav.
Where
does he live? He lives in Bayit Vegan. And he's very not well. Anyway, I went to be Menachem Ovel him when his wife passed away. And he was talking about how his father was like a Litvak. His father was like one of the only Litvish like really left. He used to, someone ever gave him a sitter that was Svard, he would say, this sitter has mistakes in it.
What?
That's what you do. What do you mean you make up stuff in the tefillah? He was like a real Litvak. But, so the Chassam Sofer heard this from a Meir Stern Shlita, Zolazan Gesund, Rashi Lepasek, he said, the Chassam Sofer says, listen, somewhere along the way, someone changed their minhag to become Svard. So he said, if you're Sfard and you want to switch to Ashkenaz, that you're allowed to do it. Why? Because Meman of Shach. If your grandfather wasn't, like for example, my mother's father's father became Hasidish. His father was very Litvish. He went Hasidish. He was from a Litvish family, and he went to the Ger Rebbe, and he became Hasidish. As a matter of fact, the story goes in the family that he was 16 years old, 14, machlokas between my grandfather and my great uncle. Either 16 or 14, he came home, and he's like, Dad, I got some news for you. I'm Hasidish, and I'm married.
No.
Way. Yeah. So the story is his father put him over his knee and gave him a spanking right there, and that was it. And he threw him out of the house, and he went back to the Ger Rebbe. That's it. So, okay, after a few months, his father's like, okay, I got to find out what's going on with my son. He went to Ger. He's like, where's my son? He said, you want to know his son? He's got to go into the Rebbe. So he went into the Rebbe, and he came out with a spadik. He became Hasidish also.
Whoa. The father?
Yeah. Nice. So now,
wow,
which rabbi?
The father that gave his son a spanking, the Ger Rebbe. The Sfas Emes. So a kitzer, what? Like this, folks. Reminded me of passing Ger in the Poland. Ger is on the edge of Poland. It's very possible you're going to go by Ger. I didn't even think about that. Anyway, listen, Rabbi, my point is like this. So someone along the way became in Yiddish, it's called the Tzugekommener. A tzugekommener or a gevorener. A gevorener is someone who became. Right, we spoke about Rufutnus being Avram was the first gevorener. So says the Chassam Sofer, listen. My great-great-great-grandfather, Davin Nusach Ashkenaz. My great-great-grandfather decided he wants to become Hasidish. Was he allowed to do that? Was he allowed to change?
No.
If he was, it's not going to always change back. If he wasn't, then I'm supposed to be Ashkenaz anyway. So the Chassam says the following thing: if your minig is Ashkenaz, if your minig is Sfar, you're allowed to switch to Ashkenaz. If your minig is Ashkenaz, don't switch.
Why someone did it?
You're right, but you don't know for sure if you can. Back then they did, who knows?
But gets my point, Ashkenaz, like, you can't switch the Sfar?
He says, not so simple. That's not so simple. That's Svardy. That
the
is
words in the Svardy, I just find personally the
very much more beautiful.
Much more beautiful.
I know, but so say it after. Say it after. My point is like this. Oh. I want to get back to our story. Rafael, back to our program. Leave it alone. We're not going to get into Here it goes. Ashkenazim and Svaradim, like the real hardcore Svaradim. You know the one that say het those. So. It's not a question of who's right. The ones that eat grasshoppers. They have a Masaira, their Masaira. We have our Masaira. I want to tell you a story. If any of you want to look up the story.
They have a lot of real Svardim that come to do Falakhan Masaira.
But maybe they shouldn't. I want to tell you, Rabbi Yisai, a great story. If any of you have the time to look up this story, it'll be greatly appreciated. It is a story that I have to tell you. I want you to look up the story because I don't remember all the details. I'm going to tell you the basic gist of the story. You ready? It's a story that's written in a book by Akiva Tatz. Shlita, if any of you know Akiva Tatz, you can call and ask him where it is. If you don't know it, look in one of his books. It's in World Mask or... His son?
Yeah.
Great, there you go. So you can ask his son this question, okay? Even better. This is the story. It's in Akiva Tatz's book. There was someone who had to have a... who had a heart condition. And... there was a question of whether or not he should have surgery, but he had to go to France in order to have the surgery. So he came to the Chazanish and asked him if he should have the surgery. Okay, I don't know, I might be wrong with my names and my countries, but something along these lines. You going to ask this, Tats? Yeah? He asked him, should he go to France? Because there's someone in France that's a real mumchen having the surgery, in the giving the surgery. Should he go to France to have the surgery? He said, no. Don't go to France. What? The Chazanish. Don't go to France. Stay here. And he stayed, and he got better. So afterwards, he came to the Chazanish. He says, why didn't you tell me to go to France? He said, I'll tell you why. Because your condition that you have is a machloikas between the Beis Yosef and the Ramah, whether or not it has a din treifa. A treifa is someone who is automatically going to die within 12 months. Now, the Beis Yosef paskins, it's a treifa. The Ramah paskins is not a treifa. France has to follow minig of the Beis Yosef. If you go to France, you're dead. Because then the halacha is like the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says you're a treifa. You're going to have the surgery, you're going to die. But in Eretz Yisrael, we follow the minig of the Ramah. Or if you don't have the treifa, therefore you're going to live. So who's right, the Ramah or the Beis Yosef? They're both right. Depends for who you are, who you follow. Check up that story. That is a beauty of a story. No, isn't that great? That's an awesome story. So that I read that story. I was like, wow, I kissed the book. Ah, what? It's a machlokas and din. That makes it a machlokas. That creates a... So everybody say that's a machlokas. Now everybody say, I want to clarify something for you. Because we're talking about machlokas and halacha. What about if you have a shaila of what you're supposed to do? Should you sell tofuti or not sell tofuti? It's not a halacha. Right, it's not a halacha. So some people are like, oh, come on, give me a break. Like, okay, if I ask rabbis halacha, I don't ask rabbis, you know. And if I do ask, I decide to ask a rabbi what to do in a business deal, that doesn't mean necessarily that the rabbi's going to be right.
Rabbi, you trust your rabbi.
So but who said you're supposed to? Who said you're supposed to ask him or not supposed to ask him? So what? So Yitzchak was also halacha pashtus. He did what his father said. Right. Well, he's saying that Hashem told him to do that. So we're going to get to that in a second. Kipshut, that's halacha. We spoke about Mordechai. That Mordechai said, "Don't go to the meal." He says, "No, Aver is over there." So we said, "Over there, it seems to be that you know there it was political." They were saying, "Look, politically, we have to go. It's not something we could do." And listen, Rabbi, you don't understand what's going on, politics and all that stuff. You go back to your books, and we're going to deal with it. That was their problem. That's what we said from Rav Dessler. But I want to bring you another nakuda, which is a very important nakuda. And maybe we spoke about this. Maybe not. The Chodesh Avavah says, every single thing that you do in your life is either a mitzvah or an aver. Every single thing that you do in your life is what? Chovis halvavos. He's a rishon, Rabbeinu Bachai. Everything that you do is a mitzvah or an aver. So right now, I was thinking, should I bring the chocolates for the guys? Not bring the chocolates for the guys. That was either a mitzvah or an aver. Zunda was deciding, should I put on that Abercrombie sweatshirt or not? It's not Abercrombie. Pretend. Or not. Camp Simcha sweatshirt. It's either a mitzvah or an aveira. Should I get a haircut today or not get a haircut today? That's a mitzvah or an aveira. Should I go out to eat with the boys or should I stay in yeshiva? Mitzvah or aveira. Every single thing that you do in your life is a mitzvah or an aveira. Show it to you inside if you guys want to see it. From one of the Rishonim. So now, if that's true, so everything that you do is a halacha. It's not a question of, I just like some advice. Everything you do is a mitzvah or an aveira. So who's best to decide mitzvahs and aveiras? That we know for sure. Everyone agrees. The rabbis, they know mitzvahs and aveiras. But they don't know business. Well, guess what? Everything you do is a mitzvah and aveira. And if that's the case, so then the rabbis really do have a lot more opinions, or the right to a lot more opinions than what we think. We're saying, oh, come on, this is just political. It's not. It's either a mitzvah or a aveira.
So we're saying that some things might not necessarily be an aveira, but having a potential for an aveira makes it an aveira.
That itself is an aveira. Everything you do is either ratzon Hashem or not ratzon Hashem. Does Hashem want these chocolates on the table? Maybe not. Maybe it's going to make a disturbance. Maybe other guys are going to see and they're going to get distracted. Maybe you guys, we shouldn't be like, you know, it's too casual. Maybe we shouldn't be so casual. Maybe we're supposed to be more serious about it. Maybe they're not going to make brachas. Maybe they're not going to make one. Maybe I should put it out. Maybe I shouldn't put it out. It's a lot of different things. Is this a mitzvah or an aveira? Every single thing you do in your life is a mitzvah or an aveira. That being said, so therefore, everything has mashmaut to it. Do you wear black socks? Do you wear colored socks? Do you have your second button buttoned? Or do you have your second button unbuttoned? It's either a mitzvah or an aveira. It might be a mitzvah. It might be an aveira. Should I go play ball? Should I not go play ball?
That's the person also.
Every person, everything, it's a different thing. Now, that being said, there is no such thing as nothing. So if David Olasky came here with a big shaila, his shaila is, okay, I'm going to dinner, and they have peas and they have carrots. Should I eat the peas or should I eat the carrots? Which one should I eat? Is that a mitzvah or an aveira?
By not doing an aveira, how do you do it?
Everything you do is either Ratzon Hashem or not Ratzon Hashem.
Why does Hashem have Ratzon?
Green tie or blue tie? So this is something that we we're gonna probably. I want to leave this alone a little bit for us.
Stuff, how do you deal?
What?
How do you deal with such small stuff? Like, I really don't think. Like, I think about it for hours. I won't know.
I'm gonna ask you a question. Is anything in the world insignificant? Is there anything insignificant? So it's significant.
So
hold on. So let's get back to that for a second. Now, if I go to Reb Chaim and I ask Reb Chaim, should I wear black ties or should I wear gray ties? It's got a little red in it. Maybe it's a little too, you know, out there. You know, most, I don't know if you noticed, most rabbis, they like black ties. You know what I mean? I don't know if you noticed last week I was wearing a blue suit. Maybe I should wear black. This is like a pinstripe. I don't know. Maybe it's too, maybe I should be a little bit more like, you know, in the box. So there's three answers I could get from Reb Chaim. One answer is, Go black.
Let's go black and I'll come back.
You just go black, all black. Once you go black, you don't go back. That's it. Just black. Or you could say, no, be colorful. Or you could say, I don't know you well enough to answer that question. You have a Rebbe who knows where you're at. Ask him. That is a very legitimate answer. Because just because everything you do is either a mitzvah or an aveira does not necessarily mean that everything is subjective. Some of them are objective. It depends on where you're at in your life. For one guy, he's got to go play ball. He's going crazy. He's got to play ball. For him, go play ball. It's a mitzvah. Another guy, what are you going to play ball for? Get back in the base medrash. You don't know Tosfos yet. For you, it's an aveira. For him, it's a mitzvah. What does it depend on? Someone's got to know you. He's got to know who you are, to know where you're at in your life. That's a challenge.
So what's somebody supposed to do if they don't have the Rebbe there? See, he doesn't have somebody that knows him.
I say, lefarav. What is he supposed to do if he doesn't have a brain?
Get one.
Get one. I say lecharav. That's what the Mishnah says. But don't go without a Rebbe. Don't go without a Rebbe. I say lecharav. And the person has certain things that he's struggling with. Is it a mitzvah or an avera? Just go to his Rebbe who knows him, who can hear him out and listen to him. Now again, as I was speaking to Rafal about this afterwards, sometimes a person can misrepresent himself. He could say things incorrectly to his Rebbe. Then he didn't really ask the Shiloh. Your Rebbe has to know where you're at. You have to be able to express yourself properly. And then you tell your Rebbe. And then your Rebbe can give you his das as to whether or not this is a mitzvah or an avera. What's the right thing to do under the circumstances? But there's no such thing as something which is optional. There's no optional. It doesn't exist. That doesn't mean that playing ball is not a mitzvah. I believe with all of my heart that for a lot of people in this yeshiva, playing ball is a mitzvah. Now, if they go to play ball in their shorts and their tank top and they're walking in Yerushalayim looking like shgatzim, so then they just did an avera. It ends up being a mitzvah baba avera. Because walking in Yerushalayim like that is a disgrace to Klal Yisrael. But, assuming that they don't do that, so then it's a mitzvah. It's 100% a mitzvah. So a person has to be very, very careful with himself, because there are certain things that are easier. It's easier to say, yeah, it's a mitzvah for me to play ball right now. You know, I'm going to play ball. And, you know, and like the rest of his life, you know, copping out with these mitzvahs. You got to really know yourself. You got to be honest with yourself. Where am I really at? Or you have to have a Rebbe that can tell you, listen, buddy, you're ready for the next step. Take a step up. Take a step up. Now it's time for you to stop wearing that sweatshirt. You're done with that already, okay? Move on. Because we all understand that there's a point where, you know, it's like time to put down the hoodie. You know what I mean? It's like we could retire the hoodie eventually, right? Not now, but eventually, right? Some people, relax, right? So therefore, what we're saying is that everything a person does, there's really makom for a person to ask. No, it's just too much stress, right? Just take it off and forget it, right? It's getting too obvious.
I have to take a picture.
I'm not trying to be on you at all. You know that. I can get another few targets. Yeah. But the point is, every person's got to know where he's at. It could be that's where you're at. And if you're at that, that's great, and it's good, and embrace it, and live it, and love it, and all that. But it could be you're past that. Person's got to know himself. And that's a lot of the challenge that we have. A lot of times, that's what a Rebbe is for. You need a Rebbe to be able to be able to have his finger on the pulse, to understand. Now we're going to get back to the question which we asked. This is a question David Olasky asked him many years ago. Made a big tumult. Used to speak here. Rabbi David Olasky used to speak here once a week. And he said, so I go into the dining room and there's peas and carrots. So should I eat the peas or should I eat the carrots? So if I choose the peas over the carrots, is that a mitzvah or an avero? What do you say?
Have both.
What? Have both.
Is one more of a chashir food?
No difference.
I don't think it has anything to do with that. I think it's out of the person. You have whatever you like better. Whatever is going to help you.
But maybe
it's going to help you.
Let's say it doesn't make any difference to you at all.
So that's not the same.
Nothing that is insignificant. Right.
So yeah, which one should I take? Peas or carrots? So I think that the answer is, in a chanami, if I like peas over carrots, and let's see, if I'm the type of person who needs to like be in a good mood because, or else I won't learn well, so take the peas. I don't know who likes peas over carrots, but let's say someone likes peas over carrots, take the peas. If I'm the type of person who, look, it's indulgence for me. It's indulgence to eat the peas because I love peas so much. So better eat the carrots and don't indulge yourself because it's too much gashmis. Then I should eat the carrots maybe. But there's some people, I don't give a hoot. Peas or carrots don't make a difference. The answer is that's not a decision. Then it's not a decision. It's only something that there is a reason why this might be better than that. Like, should I wear the shirt on the top of the pile or the shirt on the bottom of the pile? It don't make a difference which shirt you wear. They're the same shirt. That's not even a decision. What? Because there's no decision that's insignificant. It's not a decision, Bichlal. That's not called making a decision. If the shirt on the bottom of the pile is cold and the shirt on the top of the pile is warm, so should I wear a warm shirt now? Should I wear a cold shirt now? Well, it depends. I wear a warm shirt, maybe I'll get sweaty, and I'll get sweaty. I have to take a shower. Is it good to take a shower or not? That's a decision.
If everybody makes fun of like the Jewish guys, they're handling everything, and like so you're making fun of your life. You realize like. Yeah.
So Lamaisa, a person has to realize that there are everything a person does have ramifications. Now, that doesn't mean that a person has to get all stressed out about it. Some people get all CD about it. That itself is not good. You can make a decision not to stress about it. It's also a decision. If I start stressing about should I eat another piece of schnitzel, should I not eat another piece of schnitzel? I eat 1.5 pieces of schnitzel. Should I eat this last bite of schnitzel? That's I might just freak out. So therefore, I'm making a decision not to stress. That's also a decision. My decision is right now I'm not ready for this. That's a decision. I made that decision. I need a little bit more space. Should I eat 3 pieces of popcorn or should I eat 4 pieces of popcorn? Whoa, that's way too intense for me. Exactly. So therefore, that's a decision also. My decision is I'm not ready to stress that way. That's also a good decision. Everyone's got to understand themselves where they're at. And they got, can I have a Rebbe for it? Say my Rebbe. Rebbe, should I be like counting the amount of like, you know, pieces of popcorn? Or is everybody going to say, listen, buddy, you're not there yet. That's also a decision. But a person can say, should I have like 5 steaks for dinner? Your Rebbe can say, I think that's a little bit much.
Yeah, but Rebbe, a guy should be on his level where he should, like, Rebbe, should I do this, like that? It's not what Rebbe's for.
So it depends. It depends if it's stupid or not. Certain things, a person, it depends where he's at. If this is a very fine thing for him, and he has to know, some people struggle with their weight. There was a bachur in yeshiva once. He told me he used to eat 5 pieces of schnitzel for supper. I don't know how in the world someone can eat 5 pieces of schnitzel. I just don't know how they can do it.
Hey, I could do it.
Okay, good for you. Okay, guys, excellent. I'm very...
Put down
5 schnitzels. Now, listen, for some people, that's really a life challenge for them. They're like, they're crazy about food. They can't stop eating. For them, then, to discuss it with the Rebbe is a serious discussion for them. For some other people, it's like, come on, you got to figure that out yourself. I mean, it's not really something that you should be... But a kapana of the point is that there is definitely room to invite a Rebbe into a person's life with all different types of shilas. All different types of shilas that come up. Some of them, your Rebbe's not going to know you, or for sure, a Chaim Kanievsky's not going to know you, and it's totally not his domain. Some of them are. But a person has the emunas chachamim, that the chachamim can give a person the right derech, is what we learned from Yitzchak Avinu. And Beis Hashem on Thursday, we're going to start speaking about what Yaakov brings to the table. Whole new element of emunah. It's going to shock you. Beis Hashem will do it. Thank you.